This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Control of Gillette College's future rests in the upcoming August 17th special election, and the pro-independence campaign has gotten underway. On Tuesday, the Vote Yes for Gillette College kickoff event was held to rally support in favor of the move. The push for local control of the college has gained momentum since the Northern Wyoming Community College District made sweeping changes to the sports programs and Energy City Voices without input from the city and its residents last year. The Campbell County School District will not be a recapture district for the first time ever. The sudden shift from being a district that contributes excess funds to the state to becoming an entitlement district that requires funds from the state is due to the estimated valuation for Campbell County in 2021 and 22, which is down by almost $1 billion due to the pandemic and a stressed economic climate in the state. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Commission approved hiring attorneys to represent the county during its meeting yesterday. Wyoming Horse Racing and Wyoming Downs have filed a lawsuit against the commission, asking the court to prohibit the enactment of a resolution that would give written permission for simulcasting races and off-track betting to groups who aren't putting on live horse races. The lawsuit claims that commissioners were intentionally seeking to destroy two businesses with the resolution and accuse them of eliminating competition for their preferred hometown entity. State Superintendent of Instruction Jill Balow visited Sage Valley Junior High School, discussing with students what they thought the district should use money from the American Recovery Plan for in schools. Students responded that more technology would be helpful, and one student suggested that mental health should also be made a priority, especially this year given the stress of the pandemic. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.